ما هو الشيخ بارك الله فيك ذكر علماء السلف رحمة الله عليهم التوحيد أنواع ثلاثة اللي هي الغدرية والصفات. فأنا يصح أن نقول بأن هناك توحيدا رابعا هو التوحيد الحكيمية.
والشيخ محمد ناصر الدين الألباني رحمه الله رحمة واسعة وزعاء. شيخنا, we know that the ulama of the Salaf have classified Tawheed into three different classifications. الربوبية, الأسماء والصفات, and العبودية. Is it permissible to make a fourth classification that is called الحاكمية or توحيد الحكم؟
توحيد الحكم. لا وفاء أمشي لا وفاء, ولكن الرب ما يكون بهذا الجواب.
It is not permissible. Abshir, it is not permissible, but our refutation of this, or rejection for rejecting it, is not going to be like this. Not, it's not as simple as that.
Al-Hakimiyya fara min furu' tawheed al-Uluhiyya.
Hakimiyya, meaning rulership, tawheed of rulership, is a branch from the branches of al-Ubudiyya, the Tawheed of worship.
والذين يدندنون بهذه الكلمة المحدثة في العصر الحاضر.
And as for those that concentrate around this terminology in this time of ours, the terminology that is newly invented in our time,
يتخذون إلها ليس لتعليم المسلمين التوحيد.
They take this terminology as weaponry, but not to take to teach the Muslimin توحيد.
الذي جاء بالأنبياء والرسل كلهم.
The توحيد that has come with the messengers and prophets, all of them.
وإنما سواها سياسيا.
Rather, they take it as political weaponry.
وأنا من أجل أن أثبت لكم ما قلت آنفا.
And I, to prove to you what I have noted previously.
إن هذا السؤال تكرر مني جواب جواب تكرر.
Concerning the answer to this question, which has been repeated upon me many times over and over.
على بين البيت أسمعك الآن ما سبق الجواب من هذا السؤال لله.
If you wish, and this is between me and you, I will repeat to you the question, the answer to this question as I have answered it previously.
وإن شئت أنا دائما ما نحن فيه أنا أقول
شئت أنت
شيخنا أنا أقرأ أن لا أريد أن أحرج أيضا على الناس وإنما كما أريد.
Questioner says, as you wish, our Shaykh. But the Shaykh replied, by no, it is as you wish, for I don't want to force the people, meaning to listen to that which they don't want to listen to, so it is as you wish. I said in a similar sitting and situation, in support of what I previously said,
أن استعمال كلمة الإلهية هو من تمام الدعوة السياسية التي يختص بها بعض الأحزاب القائمة اليوم.
That the terminology توحيد الإلهية is a terminology that some of the sects, the Islamic sects, have made as a specific terminology for them.
أذكر بأي مناسبة قصة وقعت بيني وبين أحد الخطباء في مسجد لمساجد دمشق.
And الله أعلم, the Shaykh could or might have meant توحيد الحاكمية here. And he continues on to note, and here there is a story that happened that I have that happened between me and one of the preachers from the preachers of Dimashq. من خطباء في مساجد دمشق.
يوم الجمعة خطب خطبته كلها حول الحاكمين.
On the day of Jum'ah, he made his khutbah, and his whole khutbah was around and concerning Tawheed al-Hakimiyyah, the Tawheed of rulership. This human being made a mistake concerning an issue of the issues of fiqh, jurisprudence. So his khutbah was concerning the Tawheed being, the Tawheed of rulership being for Allah Azza wa Jal, the whole thing.
أخطأ هذا الإنسان في مسألة فقهية. لما ذهب إلى الجمعة قدمت إليه وسلمت عليه وكل شيء وأخي.
When صلاة الجماعة was over, I went toward him, introduced myself, gave him my salam, and said, يا أخي, you have made a mistake in such and such.
فعلت كذا وكذا وهذا خلاف السنة.
So you have said such and such, you've done so and so, and this is in opposition to what the Sunnah has come with. He said to me, I am Hanafi. And the Madhab al-Hanafi decrees as I have said, or its position on that issue is as I have stated. The Shaykh replied by saying, Subhanallah, glorified be Allah, you have given a whole khutbah, preached this whole time about rulership being to Allah Most High. So it is that you guys use this terminology of Tawheed al-Hakimiyyah to fight those who you feel are from the rulers kuffar. Because you claim they don't rule by the Islamic Sharia, Islamic law. Have you forgotten yourselves?
أن هذه الحاكمية تشمل كل مسلم.
That this حاكمية, this rulership, encompasses all the Muslims.
لماذا أنت الآن أنا أقول لك أن الرسول فعل كذا وأنت تقول أنا مذهبي كذا.
So why is it now I tell you the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said do this and you say this is my madhab. My madhab is this.
أنت خالفت من تدعو الناس إليه.
You have just opposed that which you call the people to. So as for us, if it was not for these people using this terminology for their political positions and stances and agendas, then it would be that we would say, this is our merchandise. All it is returning back to us. Because our calling that we call the people to, our da'wah that we give da'wah to people, in it is Tawheed al-Hakimiyyah, the Tawheed of rulership being for Allah alone and other than that.
Tawheed.
Because Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Ibadah, Tawheed of worship, within it is this terminology and this Tawheed that you keep on rotating around and speaking about and making your concern.
الذين نشرنا ما تذكرونه حينما تدندنون حول الحاكمية.
And we are the ones that have spread what you speak about now concerning توحيد الحاكمية.
حديث حذيفة بن اليمان.
The hadith of حذيفة بن اليمان.
أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
That But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم,
لما طلع على الصحابة,
when he recited upon the Sahaba,
الكرام هذه الآية,
الصحابة the honorable this آية,
اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله.
They have taken their rabbis and priests as lords beside Allah.
قال حمان بن ياسر خليل بن الله لا مش حمان بن ياسر خليل بن لا لا ولا خليل بن عدي بن حاتم الطائي.
عدي بن حاتم الطائي said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم قال والله يا رسول الله ما اتخذنا من أرباب دون الله.
That by Allah, Ya Rasulullah, we have not taken them as lords beside Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, is it not that when they made for you something haram that was halal, you made it haram? And when they made something for you halal that was haram, that is, they made something permissible for you that was prohibited. You made it permissible for you? Adi replied by saying, as for this, then this did happen. The Prophet said, then this is you taking them as Lord beside Allah. We are the ones that have spread this hadith, and it's like, so it has reached those that are other than us. Then they continued on to extrapolate or modify from the tawheed of al-ibadah, tawheed of worship. Under this terminology or this heading, according to the hadith that was previously noted, as a political tool concerned to implement a political agenda that they have.
أبنائنا شيئا في الصلاح هذا.
I don't see anything wrong with this terminology in specific if it was not for.
لأنهم وقفوا عنده دعاية.
For them pointing it out and standing with it or upon it.
ولم يعملوا بمقتضاه وهو كما ذكرت أنه
as an advertisement, but they have not implemented that which is encompassing within this terminology or that which is encompassed within this terminology. Rather, it is as if I have noted before or previously with the story of the Khatib of Dimashq. So it is just a portion, this hakimi, it's just a portion of tawheed of al-ibadah. And they don't implement it upon themselves, rather it is as I had noted earlier with the khatib. When it is said to him, this is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, my madhhab is this. This hakimiyyah, rulership being for Allah alone, is not to be implemented just upon the kuffar and the mushrikeen, disbelievers and polytheists. Rather, upon the worshippers as well, that worship Allah not in accordance with that which the Prophet, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down in his book, or the Prophet in his, or the Prophet has legislated in his sunnah. This is what I have and recollect of an answer concerning this question. We ask Allah that He has mercy upon our Shaykh, and that He increases him in levels of Jannah, and all of our ulama. Please remember him in your dua, for he has presented this knowledge to us. وبهذا القدر كفاية والحمد لله رب العالمين. I would like to remind all of the Muslimin that Arabi, the Arabic language, is your language and the language of all of the Muslimin. It is binding upon us to learn the Arabi language and take knowledge from its source and not merely rely upon the translations. هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.